from KQED.
Organizers claim it's the biggest nurses' strike in U.S. history, involving two hospital chains, Kaiser Permanente and Sutter Health, and two unions, the National Union of Healthcare Workers and the California Nurses Association. Today, some 23,000 people walk off the job for a day. Yesterday, about 2,500 took to the picket lines in Southern California. L.A. Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark reports.
Outside a Kaiser hospital in Los Angeles, hundreds of nurses, psychiatrists, and other healthcare professionals in scrubs and red union t-shirts marched. They've been in heated contract negotiations with their employer for months now. Nurse Maggie Lazo says Kaiser's asking people like her to sacrifice too much.
I don't know what's going on with them because they want us to cut everywhere. Cut our retirement, cut our education benefits, cut our health benefits.
Ironic though it may be that a healthcare worker is worried about her own healthcare benefits, it's an issue that's erupting at hospitals across California. Employers are pushing to raise copays and employee contributions. Another issue driving the strikes is staffing levels. The more patients you're assigned, the less care they get, says nurse Lynetta Fitzhugh.
I feel unsafe being here even as a patient, and that's mainly why we're out here.
Fitzhugh's represented by the National Union of Healthcare Workers. Vice President John Borsos was also on the picket lines outside Kaiser.
They pay their CEO $8 million a year, even though they're a not-for-profit, while at the same time trying to achieve unprecedented takeaways for the caregivers while denying them a voice in how the facilities are staffed.
Well, we're disappointed by the union's reaction.
John Nelson is a spokesman for Kaiser. He says big healthcare facilities like his need to pay senior management enough to attract the best leadership. And when it comes to the reductions in health benefits that Kaiser's pushing on its workers,
just as everyone else in the world's economy is experiencing, the rising cost of healthcare benefits continues to go up, and we're trying to find ways to address those.
The hospitals targeted by this week's walkouts will remain open, with contract nurses filling in. But Jan Emerson Shea with the California Hospital Association says all the same, the strikes across California will be disruptive.
We don't understand how taking more than 20,000 nurses away from caring for patients and having them walk a picket line improves and advances quality patient care.
In fact, a study that came out last year found that patient mortality rates do go up during strikes at hospitals. Joanne Spetz, a healthcare economist with UCSF, says while management points the finger at the striking nurses,
a nurse might say in response to that, yeah, it's a short-term risk, but what we're trying to do is prevent bigger harm in the long term.
The strikes across the state will conclude by the end of the day tomorrow. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.